Hello and welcome to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight. I'm Arthur Yon, co-founder and CEO of Nest Protection Plan. We partner with restorers, contractors, and other home service providers, increase their revenue, grow their authority, and help them build a platform of lifetime customers. We believe that every American family and property owner deserves peace of mind from contamination, mold, and indoor-related illnesses, all for less than a dollar a day. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. What is going on? How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight, episode number 3. I am your host, Arthur Yon, and today it is a very special pleasure. We have joining us Mr. Jerry Foster. He is in Los Angeles. He is known as the branding evangelist. He's also the branding guy. Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Oh, Arthur, man, it is my pleasure to be here. Woohoo!
Well, it's a pleasure for me too, and I know it's going to be a pleasure for the audience listening. I want to get started asking you a little bit about, I know you've been in this, business, this industry for decades now. You've been doing this for a very long time. So how did you initially get your start back in the 80s?
Well, you know, it's a great story. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan during the era of what was called Motown music. Now that may be music that your parents or grandparents listen to. I'm just messing with you. But anyway, it was my first exposure to a major brand way, way, way back in the whatever decade. Okay. I mean, there was this thing called Motown. And so that lit the fuse because I was this fascinated by this guy named Berry Gordy Jr. who created this brand called Motown Music. And it's the music that changed America. And that lit the fuse, went on to college, majored in marketing, went to work for Procter & Gamble, who wrote the book on branding. And while I majored in marketing, I did deep study in branding. And so I've always been fascinated with the love that consumers have of brands. If you think about it, Arthur, I mean, people just love their brands.
Yeah, they really do. And I mean, it's something that people have to think about. They have to put a lot of, you know, work and investment into what they, you know, how they want to come across to consumers. You know, it's a big deal, your branding and how you appear. So what are, you know, with us focusing, we focus on the home service industry, obviously, with my show, with this program. And so what are some ways that you've worked with some home service businesses before?
Well, I appreciate that question because my specialty is working with service businesses, okay? Any kind of service-based business, service-based entrepreneur, from the solopreneurs to the mompreneurs to the infopreneurs to the mom and pops, folks that are working out of their home office, whatever. And the key thing about that, Arthur, is that the way you go about branding any kind of service business is very different than a physical product. Mm-hmm. Because in the eyes of the consumer, if you have a home service business, dude, you're selling the invisible. It's vapor to them. Because unlike a physical product, if you think about it, the consumer, we have an opportunity to test that product out in advance because it's a tangible physical object. We can see, taste, touch, smell, or hear it. We can take the test drive, so to speak. Now, when you are offering any kind of home service, nowadays, you can no longer say to them, hey, I'm good at what I do. Trust me, right? So you mentioned my background. See, if I go way, way back 5 decades into the 80s, even, yeah, I'd say the 80s, when before the internet, your competition as a home service-based owner was someone within, what, 3 to 5 mile radius of where you lived. And so the home service small business back in those days could rely upon referrals and word of mouth. They didn't have to be overly concerned about the so-called competition because it was pretty much who was in the yellow pages or who was within a certain mile radius of your office. Now, fast forward to today, the global marketplace. Now, while you may have a home service business and you are servicing people within a certain geographic radius of where you're located, hold on, because a consumer is very savvy. They're very discerning. They can go on the internet and at the touch of their fingertips, they can take a look at other options. I mean, they can look at a home service business that's in another state just to see what they're offering. And so for someone who has their own service-based business, they must distinguish themselves from the competition so they can have an edge in the marketplace. And that's really where branding comes in, right? Because it's all about making sure that you are looked upon as the best option, the ideal option, as opposed to simply another one. And that's the kind of work that I do, which is showing these owners how to gain that edge, because it's getting more difficult all the time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and we see that all the time too, where you've got businesses that are, you know, they're jumping into, whether it's the online competition, you know, battling in Google, battling for recognition here, recognition there. And you obviously can help them take that a step further, and you can help them separate from the pack. And so what would you give maybe a piece of advice for someone that is kind of just getting started? They're just now building, let's say, a plumbing business or an HVAC company. And you know, they want to get out there and get started on the right foot. What is some good advice you might share with someone like that?
Well, the first advice I would give them is to understand what it takes today to scale or grow a business. And I call it the golden triangle. So if someone were to draw a triangle on a sheet of paper, if they wrote the word brand at the top of the triangle, lower left-hand corner, market, lower right-hand corner, sell, the sequence to scaling any kind of business for the most part is brand, market, sell. You have to do things in the right sequence. It's always nail your brand down first and then market and sell the heck out of that brand. It's always branding followed by marketing followed by selling. And so the job of branding is to differentiate that business. The job of marketing is to get people to pay attention to what makes you different. And then the job of selling is to get people to pay for that difference. And the way I like to summarize that is to say that branding will get you known, and then marketing can take over and get you found and desired all as well. And then selling will get you paid. You got to get known, get found, and get paid. Now, when you think about that, from the standpoint called, okay, I'm a plumber, or I'm any kind of home service-based business. What is it that's going to make me stand out? What's going to get me noticed? What's going to get people to remember me and think of me when they're in the market for the kind of services that I offer? Well, see, that's where branding really comes in, because that owner has a choice. Do you want to appear as simply another penguin in the flock, another slice in the loaf? Or do you really, really want to distinguish yourself in such a way that you're looked upon as being shoulders above the rest of the crowd? Now, when you think about that, Arthur, that doesn't simply mean, well, I'm good at what I do. Trust me, I've got all the training. I've got all the experience. I'm going to razzle dazzle you with my satisfied customer list, because any competitor can match or beat a resume. Mm-hmm. And so now you start thinking about, okay, what truly makes me different? And so the first advice that I say to that owner is ask yourself, where's the gap in your market? Meaning, what are people looking for from a service business like yours that they're presently not able to find? Yeah. Are there problems that are not being solved? Are there certain outcomes that they're seeking that they cannot get from other people? Are they looking for some kind of miracle in their eyes to show up, meaning that you can do the tough stuff, the hard stuff, you can do the seemingly impossible and make it possible? Or maybe, my friend, they're looking for some kind of emotional payoff, which means that consumer no longer wants to feel frustrated or aggravated or discouraged because they can't seem to find what they're looking for. And that's where I would say is a starting place for that owner. What's missing? Where's the gap? Where's the opportunity?
Wow. And that is just, that's brilliant. And it's really, I mean, it makes so much sense because that's what people are needing is that where are we providing more than the next guy? Where are we providing value? Where how are we genuinely going above and beyond helping more and standing out? And I really like the trinity you pointed out earlier, the get known, get found, get paid. That's trinity right. of branding, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Because if you're not filling an unfilled want, you're going to be in an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that may result in you having to compete on price. Ooh, think about that for a second.
You don't ever want to get into that battle, do you?
You never want to get into that battle because now you're allowing the consumer to commoditize you. You're allowing them to look upon you as simply a jar of mayo, right? You know,
yeah.
A carton of milk. I mean,
a menu.
Mm-hmm. So the question for the owners who were tuning into this today is, how can you meaningfully differentiate yourself? What are people looking for from you that allows you to do what? Provide unheard of value. Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. And see, a lot of these owners, they don't know what their unheard of value is. So they end up saying the same things as their competition. Because you're thinking perhaps, well, we all pretty much do the same thing. We have a similar type of training or certification or experience. So we're pretty much all in the same boat. No, you're not. Because unless you have a twin, no one does it the way you do it. Now you're into what I call tap into what's called your brand DNA. How you think, how you solve problems, how you serve, how you lead, how you deliver, how you do things unlike anyone else that allows you to make a name for yourself and leave your footprint, leave your mark, right? I mean, that's really what branding is about. And that's why branding is considered to be the number one business building tool for businesses in America, because it allows the owner of the business. And again, I'm talking about service-based businesses, which is my sweet spot, like I said earlier. It allows you to do what? Shape perceptions. Because if you don't brand yourself, somebody else will. And the last thing an owner wants to do is to allow the customer to come across your brand, your company on the internet, for example, and they feel that you're pretty much presenting yourself like everyone else. And now they're going to slot you. They're going to put you in a box. They're just going to say you're just another humma-humma. And the moment that happens, man, you are simply me too or me also, as opposed to what I specialize in, which is making you what's called a me-only brand. Ooh, think about that. We're the only company that can do bam for you, unlike no one else.
Ooh, I like that.
You got to be me only, not me too. Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry. No, I was just going to say, I always tell people that brands like Starbucks and Nike have shown us that the products they offer are less important than the brands they market and sell, because the consumer falls in love with the brand because they feel they can get something from that brand they cannot get anywhere else. And that's why, as consumers, if you think about it, if we go into a supermarket, if we go into Target, if we go online, I mean, you know, let's take the supermarket or a store. We can all relate to that. We grab our shopping cart and we're going down these aisles in that store, and we've already decided what brand we're looking for.
Exactly.
And we're going down an aisle that's got thousands of products on the shelf, but we know exactly what we're looking for as a consumer. So to a service-based entrepreneur, the aha moment here for them is to ask themselves, how can they stand out and not blend in? Because have you ever, Arthur, gone down certain product aisles and you look and there's like all these brands on the shelf? I mean, it's just, they're all blended. It's like a giant blur.
Yeah.
So the point here, and this is what our listeners should tune into, which is you have to brand yourself so that your target market, the kind of customer you're looking for, is predisposed to want to buy or work with you because of the strength of your brand. And that's not going to happen just by running, doing marketing stuff. See, that's another conversation. You got to nail down the brand so the marketing can work.
Yeah. This is fascinating. There's so much noise out there. And if you can find a way to get out and ahead of all the other noise and distinguish yourself, just like you're talking about, Jerry, I mean, there is no price or there's no really limitation on what you should do to make yourself be in that position. And speaking of position, I don't know if you're familiar with the book Positioning.
Interesting. Reese. Oh, that's the battle for the mind.
I believe so. Yeah.
That's a classic.
Battle for the mind. And some of what you're saying.
Reese and Trout. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that book is, you know, close to 20 years old, but it's still very relevant today. What you're saying, is very similar. Some of the philosophies, I would say, very similar to that book. And speaking of books, I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that was listening that you just released a book. I think it's out on Amazon now, probably just about anywhere you can find books. Is that right, Jerry?
Yes, I am a co-author in what's called a book anthology, which means that you bring together a bunch of authors and we all write a chapter. And the name of the book is called The Game Changers, Volume 7, And it's really exciting because the title of my chapter is The Magic of Branding Big, okay? Because I'm all about big branding.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's actually being launched tomorrow, and people can find it on Amazon. Just look for that title, Game Changer, Volume 7, and pick it up, Kindle, or the paperback version.
Game Changer, Volume 7. I know I've already picked up my Kindle version, so I'm looking forward to reading that, Jerry. And I think there's just so much that you have to offer through what you do, through, I think there's a lot in this book. There's a whole lot that these companies, that some of the people that are probably listening right now could very much use to infuse into their business. And so what's a good way for everybody to find you online?
Well, my website is Jerry with a G, G-E-R-R-Y, fosterbranding.com, jerryfosterbranding.com. And I like to offer everyone a free gift, which is if they go jerryfosterbranding.com/captivate, I have a free giveaway that I like to give to people tuning in today. And that's my 1-hour video branding course called Stand Out and Captivate. Oh, Arthur, that's a fun set of videos. It's an hour long. Each video is only around 8 or 9 minutes or so, but that will allow people to really go through the process of understanding what it takes to create a big brand that can make big things happen. Because like I said, you've got to have a brand and a message that people will latch on to so that you can indeed excite, delight, and ignite your market. Because if you're not, it's like I told someone the other day, actually I say this in my book, if your marketing isn't working, it's because your branding isn't compelling. And a lot of people think, well, Jerry, I have a brand because I got a logo, I've got pretty colors, I got a website. No, that's simply brand image. That's the aesthetics. And so what our listeners should be really understanding now as business owners, especially services, is that you want to have a whole brand. You want to uncork and unleash, which makes you the only at what you do and how you do it, so that you are seen and perceived as being unique, compelling, and memorable. And that starts with being known for something that's fresh and new, not heard or seen before. And that's the thing about home service businesses. I mean, you know this better than me because you're an expert in that space. I mean, we're talking about home-based businesses, or I shouldn't say home-based, but home service.
I appreciate that, by the way. I want to be as humble as I can. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. No, seriously. That could be decades. That could be generational. The son has the plumbing business that was started by the grandfather. I mean, this can get really interesting here. And mm-hmm. So what happens is that reputation can take that kind of business only so far. You know, I want to mention something else because you triggered something when you asked me about my background. You know, when I went to USC and majored in marketing with deep study and branding, one of the reasons why I was fascinated with branding along with the marketing is because I've always asked myself, what makes the consumer tick? What is it that goes on in the mindset of a typical American consumer, let's say, that makes them choose brand A over brand B? Mm-hmm. That fascinates me. And the heart of branding is being able to not only shape perceptions, but to do what? Motivate what's called customer engagement, where they're now inclined to want to work with you because there's something special and magical about your company that makes them feel they can get something from you that they cannot get anywhere else, because your me-onlyness is really the secret ingredient of any successful brand, especially a service brand. And so a lot of the work that I do with service-based businesses is helping them to do what? Nail down their secret sauce, that special proprietary way that they deliver value to the customer that no one else can, that is perceived as being superior. And that's huge for service businesses today, because like I said, if you simply say we've got services as opposed to a process or a method or a system or a path that we put people on, the moment you use the word services, you are risking being perceived as just a commodity. And so a lot of my work is helping people to embrace, hey, what is that special way that you deliver value in a way that no one can, which means you've got to tap into your zone of genius. Whoa, now that's another conversation. What is your zone of genius that allows you to serve, lead, and deliver unlike no one else?
Well, this is absolutely just incredible stuff. And I feel like there's so much that a lot of these listeners can gain from hearing what you have to say. You've got fascinating content, Jerry. So, like you mentioned, everyone needs to go visit jerryfosterbranding.com/captivate. He's got a free gift for you. He's got content for you to check out. He's just a wonderful person and a brilliant mind. He's Jerry Foster. Jerry, I know that you probably got better weather going on where you are right now. It's where I am here in South Carolina, it's about 45 degrees and raining, and I'm sure in SoCal, you're dealing with some sunny and in the 70s. Is that probably right?
I believe so, but we had a lot of rain last week. It got cold.
Really? Well,
I know. But remember, I'm a Midwest
enjoy
guy.
The good life out in that weather.
Thank you so much. But hey, but South Carolina, North Carolina, I mean, that's great country there, man.
It is. It's nice. And, you know, we've got a whole lot of different seasonal changes here, but this is unique, having the cold rain in November, but looking forward to the holidays.
Well, I appreciate this interview because the play off of what you just said, brighter, sunnier days are ahead for the people who are tuning in today if they have the right kind of brand.
Yes, exactly. we got to shift over to that metaphor because
it's so true.
So I strongly encourage people out there, if you want to enhance your brand, if you want to make a stronger presence in the industry and the home service industry especially, reach out to my friend Jerry Foster. Jerry, thanks again for joining us. And we'll talk again soon.
Oh, thank you, my friend. It was great being on your show.
Great, great. So everybody take care and join us next time on the Home Service Small Business Spotlight.
Arthur Yon here. Thank you so much for listening to the Home Service Small Business Spotlight. If you are a successful restorer, contractor, or home service provider who would like to be on this program, please visit jointhenestteam.com/go. If you got something out of this interview, would you also share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the social. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag HSSBSpotlight. I love seeing your posts, love seeing your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and your reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, jointhenestteam.com/go, or follow me on LinkedIn and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.